honestly, though, that was the end. So you've given us good instruction and just what we needed. I think, though, I'll pitch it back to you as far as timing, but my request would be, as the chair said during the meeting, that we set up a time in early to mid-December. Mid-December would be preferable. And then another time in the first week or so of January, that's before the regional meetings. That's two more passes you guys will get that we can really start getting into the weeds on the strategies and those pressing ones particularly.
When are the regional meetings?
The 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Yeah. On the December one, let's go back to that first, and I think Pamela's got some ideas to send us on when to meet on that. You wanted to go to the mid. I'm saying if we move it back away from the holiday, might help. So between the 10th and the 15th, something
like
that. And then the January one, do we want to meet before the sub-regional?
Yes.
So that's going to be Jan 2 to Jan 12.
7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, or 11th.
But not the 9th.
Well, we could do the 9th because we meet for about 3 hours. We usually meet from 10 to 1. So if you want to do one in the afternoon.
Is that the BBATH?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got the January possibilities. Okay. So we're going to meet in December and January. And the agenda-wise, it sounds like you pretty well got it blocked up, what both of those meetings will need to be, and the refinement of the spreadsheet. Anything else for Tony on that?
I beg all of you, but if you know of it, like Tom Ray and others that have strategies that are under development or need to be in the plan, reach out and let them know this is the time.
Judge, this is the time. I'm letting you know.
That's why it was my fault.
but there really is a non-committee member on the scope. The information that's on here is yes. Really valuable because every one of us knows things that are going on out there, and it's like, oh, wow. It gives us an opportunity to encourage and people that we know in water use groups to get your information in here.
Absolutely, so, you're exactly.
And so when that next spreadsheet goes out, if every Region G member can see it, it's like, hey, you guys need to take advantage of who you know and what's going on to make sure this is as accurate as we can get.
And if it's industrial and there aren't WUGs yet, then you know we need that input too for those strategies. Particularly because, and this is something important, is that we didn't get a lot of, barely any information on major developments that are occurring with like Samsung and things like that. Because at that time when we were doing the projections, that information wasn't publicly available. And so these projections don't have it in there. But remember what I said before, we don't have to show the projected need to have a recommended strategy.
Right.
And we know that stuff is coming. And so if you've got the information for the strategy, please provide it for me so we can put it for a strategy for industrial, even if we're not showing an industrial need. I'll add a row for industrial, whichever county, Williamson. If it's in Region G, then we'll add the whole row and the whole entity. But again, we need that coordination. I can't make it up.
So just, I know we're out of time, but
but if the strategy goes, may I ask one more question, though, Judge? Because what you're saying, though, they need to realize, though, if the strategy gets in there, then it's going to be looked at in 5 years, and they're going to have spent some money if they're the sponsor.
Yeah, if it's a 2030 strategy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure we're saying the right thing if we talk to people. That was my question. Thanks. And I'm sorry I butt in.
Oh, that's fine. You know, these economic development deals that are confidential, you know, those things are baked before they're, you know, that information's ever released.
Yeah.
So how do you, I mean, you can't just throw a strategy, you know, a need in there if it's, you don't
not
know.
Not the need, but the strategy.
Well.
it is a chicken and the egg, right?
Yeah, they got to have a strategy to meet a need that's not been announced yet because the companies are negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are we supposed to really, in reality?
That's very fair. And the only thing I can say is that the board has said that we don't have to have a need to have a recommended strategy. And so it's up to the purview of the planning group. It's your purview that this is a plan. It's not an obligation.
So those entities that are negotiating these economic packages need to make us aware that they have a, they want a strategy for something that's not going to be announced. They need to make us aware of that.
They should.
That's where they pick up the phone and call him confidentially.
Well, they don't.
No, this is a public thing. I mean,
we didn't find out about Samsung until after they had closed on the land, and I mean, it was all but done.
Yeah,
that's the point you're making.
When you're sitting in the meetings and you're talking to them, their information they give you is never good.
And you sign an NDA, so you can't come here and talk about it anyway.
Right, and they may be telling you they need five times the amount of water they really need, or they may be telling you they need one time the amount of water that they need, and they need five times more than that, because we've had one of those do that too. They started off that it was only going to be about 500,000 when we're in talking to them, and now they're up to 2 million. That's a little different.
I just jump in that this is a plan. It's a regional plan, and it's a portrait or a picture in the snapshot in time. And so to the extent that we can paint that, that you can paint that picture, if you know it's real enough that there needs to be plans made for it, it needs to be in the regional plan, we paint as good a brush strokes based on what information that we've got. If it's detrimental that we don't have any information, or wrong information would be harmful, then we don't paint those brush strokes in this plan, and we say, we'll amend it later, or we'll do it in the next plan. But that's y'all's purview. I just need to be told what your brush. I'm the brush. You're the artist.
Well, they have a lot of entities on it, and some very big players are in those negotiations, especially the way Texas goes about it. So more than likely, they're not going to get in the current plan. We're sitting there, even though they're buying land or whatever, it's going to be pushed to the next plan.
But let's keep talking Samsung. But Samsung didn't need any money, so they didn't need to be in the plan. They didn't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And neither do so many of these other industries. But again, it's impossible to plan for them unless this group as a whole just said, okay, we're going to take the I-35 corridor and say we're 100,000 acre foot short.
Mm-hmm.
But then how do you break it up into counties, and do you begin to give people...
Right.
Distribute the water
and the advantages. Yeah, I don't know.
Honestly, so there's a Georgetown may not want to be 120 in this way, because Georgetown's over there trying to work a project with, you know, Brazos Valley Groundwater District.
That's kind of what I was saying about the politics in those numbers.
At 120 they don't need as much. At 140 they need more. I mean, so you got some things that kind of work contrary. They're trying to solicit and get water. But
yeah, I'm just sitting here trying to figure out how do you identify water management strategies, as we were just talking about, for a need that you cannot identify.
Project X.
Or project blank. I mean,
no, they always have economic really cool names.
Well, yeah, no, there's always a name. But what I was wondering is if the, there's up and down the I-35. There's only a handful of what I would call economic development entities, EDCs, chambers, whoever it is. It's only a handful.
True.
And they're the ones that are, again, based on who they are, they're out recruiting for these companies. And they have some strategies for, an overall plan that says, okay, these are the type of industries we're going to go after. Now, that may change after the next session, I guess, if the state says, no more Bitcoins, no more. We're not doing that anymore. But if data centers and Bitcoin operations and all that kind of stuff is an economic development strategy for filling the blank in it.
It's all digital, but it used to
be. I'll use Temple as an example. If that's an economic development target, then in general, without having a plan, a project in front of you, couldn't you identify your water management strategy for dealing with that? In other words,
the city of Georgetown, or the city of Temple,
well,
has to plan for that.
As the water
make us aware of it.
Are you talking about that they would be able to determine how much water they might have available for any type of project, or what they would need?
No, not just what they might have available, because honestly, I mean, when I sat in that chair and when I sat on the EDC chair, we didn't care about any of that. You're just going after, you know.
Yeah.
If you can go get a $1 billion project, you go get it. And then you'll worry about the details, like, can you give me water? Or you worry about that later. But what I'm wondering is if you could, if that's on their target industry list, can they make some sort of assumptions that, hey, and these things tend to cluster too. I mean,
sure,
that's what happens. Yep. So I feel confident, and I sit on the EDC board down there, that it's not the last one.
Right.
So what's the strategy for dealing with these as they come forward, knowing that you need X amount of water for this kind of footprint? Just what's the general strategy? And then you could put that on a line up there and say, there's the strategy. We don't know what the need is yet.
But we're going to spend the money to get it.
But you're right. The NDAs and all that other kind of stuff, they're not going to tell you until the deal is done. It's not going to happen. But maybe they would be willing to talk about, if this is a target industry and you know what that footprint looks like, and you're, you know, make a guess. You know, you think you're going to get one, two,
yeah,
three.
Yeah.
And here's your strategy for dealing with that when you get those.
Well, I think that just needs to be a part of the process and part of this conversation and how we solve that, because I think it's going to be an ongoing thing. Because I know there's companies going around and asking, do you have the ability to provide X amount of water? And an entity's going to say yes or no.
It's on the sheet.
And if you say no, they're not looking at you anymore.
So everybody says yes.
Yeah. So suddenly, as you said, let's get the thing built. We don't care how we get there. Let's just, then we'll work with the problem, because, which is really a problem at that point.
It is.
So what we're saying is there could be a coming soon page that says project A.
I'm just thinking out loud as to how do you address some of these potentially huge needs. I mean, huge.
The issue, one of the challenges is, this would have been a different discussion 15 years ago, because we planners thought there was more water available than there probably is today, and there wouldn't be as much growth. So we're talking about shortages across the board for I-35, for rooftops and schools and all these things, and then you throw the industry in. So how do you identify the source? How do you identify the strategy? And then look back at the EDC and say, okay, here's your 50,000 acre foot of water, because we already have a 50,000 acre foot of water shortage across the region. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm just saying, from the EDC standpoint, they are not constrained by that.
That's right.
But that no cluster that you talk about, those industries tend to come to that area that starts this stuff. And then it also comes the rooftops and the schools that, you know, you got to have a labor force to
could do it.
I'll go back to Samsung. I mean, Southern Bell County, that's we're seeing plats. I mean,
absolutely.
Lots of that developing because it's workforce for that plant.
So that unknown company out there has a lot of consequence.
There's collateral issue. I mean, huge collateral issues.
So if we were to do this, I'll just speak from Waco's point of view. We would not want to be a wholesaler to anybody else then. Because we'd be like, okay, well, if all this industry is going to come to Waco and we're going to need all this water, then we don't want to sell it to anybody else, right?
But
we want to pull it off the strategies now and become, we're just going to take care of ourselves. So
we're seeing that, Lisa, up and down the base. Absolutely, we're seeing that.
Because what do? You can't,
Matt,
can't give it to everyone.
Is Matt still your EDC guy?
Yeah. I'm trying because I feel like
there's Matt's performance review.
Because we have web.
Okay,
so because we have WebMAC as well, and then we have the chamber stuff.
No, I'm just saying, if I were Matt, it would. I mean, I would want to know that, or I want you to know that. Hey, I'm out pursuing data centers and Bitcoin stuff, and here's the water footprints they have, and I don't want you selling that water away. I mean, you got to keep it here.
Yeah, exactly. And so then you start limiting the strategies for everyone else because now you're pulling in. So I know that what we have done, it's been probably 2 or 3 years, we sat down with the chamber and said, look, here are properties that are, we have the infrastructure there. We have the water to be able to supply it, the wastewater services to take the waste away.
For anything that goes there.
Up to these limits. You know, we have, you know, we can put 2 million there. But over here, we don't have enough waste, so don't do anything but a warehouse. Yeah. So we did that. But the state also sends us a lot of stuff, too. I mean, it goes through other entities, but that's really...
But again, all the EDCs are trained to say yes.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's such
no,
a...
It's over.
Yeah. Well, because if you say no, then it's, yeah, Matt.
You go look for another job.
Because it's and yeah, it's still such a crapshoot as whether or not they're even going to come talk to you about it anyway.
Well, I was just curious. I thought I'd throw it out there.
Well, there you go. Thanks so much.
It's a rabbit trail.